To Ronan Kelly now for what it says in this morning's newspapers.
There's a smattering of good news stories in the Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Times this morning. Ireland had the highest economic growth rate in the EU last year. That's according to the Mirror. The Times says that Ireland is among the world's top 10 states with the least corruption. The Mirror reports that sports clubs will receive 15 million euro to install electric car chargers. And the Times tells us that the Cabinet is considering paying subsidies to parents who use childminders. Another decision to go before the Cabinet, according to the Irish Examiner, is the proposal to set up a working group to look at the increase in health-related compensation claims. These have gone from 75 million in 2010 to 461 million 2 years ago. But the health payment story that is everywhere in the papers is that of the nursing home fees. The Irish Independent headline reads, "Ministers deny receiving memo on secret plan to stall nursing home refunds." The Irish Sun reports Leo Varadkar saying he wasn't involved in a state strategy to hush up legal cases over nursing homes. And the Irish Times headline is, "Whistleblower emailed Varadkar on nursing home charges in 2019. The front page headlines in the Irish Daily Mail, which broke the story, suggest that Leo Varadkar has more questions to answer. A couple of small children and baby-related stories in the papers today. Two on one page in the Irish Independent. There's a photo of theatre director Anna Newell with two babies, and she's explaining how she now makes theatre just for babies and small children with complex needs. Beside that is a piece by Kirsty Blake Knox on housework, in which she delights at the news that Marie Kondo has given up on tidying. That's because she has small children and she prefers to spend her time with them instead. Maybe her children are younger than Julie J's toddler. She says her little son is a domestic dictator and is gaslighting her. Writing in the Examiner, she says he'll ask for toast. Then when she makes it for him, he screams at her that he hates toast. Then when she takes it away, he tells her how much he loves toast. And still on food, Paul Mescal is going to disappoint a lot of fans in the papers today. He's revealed that his secret for getting into the mood for love scenes is thinking about food. According to the Irish Daily Star, he was speaking in a podcast during which he raved about his mother's onion and potato soup. Again today, the Irish Examiner has a sports photo with a difference. It's of jockey Rachel Blackmore and it's been taken by Healy Racing. She's in a hallway in a building in Punchestown waiting on a race. She's on her own, sitting up on a long table with her knees drawn up, her back against the wall, and she's gazing pensively out of the window. And today, being the end of gloomy January, has prompted a letter to the Irish Times from Breege Miller. She says it seems like a never-ending month and is reminded of Roald Dahl's solution. That is, that we get rid of January and have two Julys.